The state of California gives millions of dollars to stem cell researchers to translate theories into reality. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. The California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, known as CIRM, is awarding $230 million to 14 stem cell research teams across the state. The Canadian government has added about $35 million to the fund for cross-border research, and the British government has contributed another $8 million. The funds are aimed at improving treatments for cancer, diabetes, HIV/AIDS, and several neurological disorders, among others. Only four of the teams are using human embryonic stem cells, or induced pluripotent cells, cells that scientists have manipulated to differentiate into any type of tissue. Bettina Steffen, scientific officer for CIRM's Disease Team Initiative, says the funding will support projects that push the frontier of what is still a fairly young field of research.
Many of them are directed at diseases for which there is no current therapy, such as ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is also called Lou Gehrig's disease. So in those cases, any advance that comes from these therapies is going to make a huge difference to patients.
Stanford University has won the lion's share of the funding. Irv Weitzman, director of Stanford's Institute for Stem Cell Biology and Regenerative Medicine, and his team are partnering with a UK group. They're working on a cure for acute myelogenous leukemia by disabling a specific molecule that protects the leukemia cells.
You can think of it as a don't-eat-me molecule. Then if an eating cell like a macrophage comes up to it, binds to it, and then wants to eat it, the don't-eat-me signal blocks the eating, and the eating cell lets go of it, and it goes away. We found that we could use an antibody that prevents the don't-eat-me signal. In the absence of the don't-eat-me signal, the macrophages ate the leukemia.
Weissman says the discovery holds great promise for treating other cancers, including breast, skin, colon, bladder, and other types of leukemia.
So that we're hoping that this very first trial with CIRM will open the door to treat first acute myelogenous leukemia, but right after that, a number of these other diseases.
Stanford is also working on treatment of a rare skin blistering disease, and it's linking up with UCLA, USC, and the University Health Network to develop drugs that destroy cancer stem cells in solid tumors. At UCLA, CIRM funding has made it possible for Donald Cohn, director of the Human Gene Medicine Program, and his team to resume work on treatment for sickle cell anemia. Currently, the only cure involves giving patients high-risk bone marrow transplants using donor stem cells, says Cohn.
What we're hoping to be able to do is basically to take the patient's own bone marrow, fix the hemoglobin gene in it, and then give them back their own cells. And so if that worked, it should be a safer type of transplant since it's their own cells. We don't have to worry about these immune responses between the donor and the patient.
Cohn says without this grant, it would take twice as long and require several different grants to move stem cell research from the laboratory to the clinic.
What's unique about this CIRM grant funding is that it supports not just basic research like a grant from the NIH might, but all of the regulatory and clinical organization it takes to move forward.
Other funded projects include UCLA's effort to block the spread of HIV/AIDS in the body. A City of Hope team is using neural stem cells modified to carry a tumor-killing drug into the brain. UCSF is using embryonic stem cells to produce insulin in people with type 1 diabetes. USC and UC Santa Barbara are using human embryonic stem cells to treat macular degeneration of the eye. The CIRM grants require researchers to file an approvable investigational new drug application with the FDA and be ready to start clinical trials within 4 years. CIRM funding was made available by Proposition 71, which set aside $3 billion for stem cell research at California universities and research institutions. CIRM's Bettina Steffen says, along with that funding, the Obama administration has ushered in an era of increased science funding across the board, and she's confident that funding for stem cell research will continue at a healthy pace.
Next year, there'll be additional rounds of both an early translational and a disease team round, probably of similar magnitude. I think that's unprecedented levels of funding that are being focused on a single area of research.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.